The next section is entitled Reaching and Making Disciples, and the first outcome reads, Effectively Share the Gospel with Family, Friends, and Strangers. The Great Commission that Jesus left us with commands us to make disciples. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. Romans 10:13-14 makes it very clear that unless we actually preach to people, they will not hear the gospel. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him on whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Despite the fact that this is a command, we often struggle to obey. Sometimes it's because we're afraid of the response we will get, but sometimes it's simply because we cannot find the right words. Perhaps we just don't know how. Many books and articles have been written on this subject, and as you go through the internet, there are hundreds of websites with ideas on how to share the gospel. The greatest evangelist of recent history was undoubtedly Billy Graham, whose preaching led many thousands to the Lord, and when you watch his videos, you realize that he kept things very simple. When you go onto his website, billygraham.org, one of the wonderful resources you find there is an article explaining in very simple terms how to share the gospel. It is entitled Sharing Your Faith 101, and here are the key points. One of the best ways to share your faith is to live a godly life. Non-Christians often look at Christians as hypocritical because we say one thing but we do another. Show those close to you that you care. Spend time with them, help meet their needs, and offer to listen when they have problems. You might not be able to answer all of their questions, but they can't deny the reality of what Christ has done in your life. It seems an obvious thing to say, but it is also an important part of sharing your faith to pray for those you interact with. We should also make a habit of reading the Bible and praying and going to church to help us grow in our own faith. Being passionate about Christ will help others see that there's something different about you, and they will want to know what it is. You can also reflect Christ through kind words, patience, a gentle temperament, choosing to love even difficult people, carefully monitoring what you watch or listen to, and treating others with respect. But of course, the most important part is to share the gospel, and the article helps us by listing four simple steps. 1. Tell them about God's plan, peace, and life. God loves you and wants you to experience the peace and life He offers. The Bible says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. He has a plan for you. Secondly, share our problem, separation from God. Being at peace with God is not automatic. By nature, we are all separated from Him. The Bible says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. God is holy, but we are human and don't measure up to His perfect standard. We are sinful, and the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Thirdly, talk about God's remedy, the cross. God's love bridges the gap of separation between you and Him. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave, He paid the penalty for your sins. The Bible says He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, 1 Peter 2:24. And fourthly, our response, receive Christ. You cross the bridge into God's family when you accept Christ's free gift of salvation. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. John 1 verse 12. To receive Christ, the person to whom you are speaking needs to do four things. 1. Admit that he or she is a sinner. 2. He or she must ask for forgiveness and be willing to turn away from their sins. 3. Believe that Christ died for them on the cross. And 4. Receive Christ into their heart and life. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Again, there are many examples of the sinner's prayer, but the article gives us a very helpful one. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will. In your name, Amen. Whether you're sharing the gospel with family, friends, strangers, refugees, those in the diaspora, etc., the content and the steps are the same. What joy when they respond by praying their prayer and coming to Christ. But if they don't, remember it is not your responsibility to convert them. It is your responsibility to share the gospel with them. The rest belongs to the Holy Spirit. Dear facilitator, in order for your students to successfully demonstrate this outcome, you can now send them out to share the gospel with their family, friends, and even some strangers. May you and they be thrilled as they return to share their stories with you.